Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is entitled, entitled, you know, how the laws of attraction influence your life. And one of the reasons I want to talk about this is for a simple reason, that in today's world, so many of us don't think very negatively, and in thinking very negatively, we often do things that do not attract the things we want in life, but that they repel it. So what we want to do is talk to you and give you some ideas and some exercises that you can do that can help draw the laws of attraction to you. So what we need to look at is what we can do that can draw the laws of attraction to you. And let me go back and talk about the laws of attraction. The law of attraction exercises are for you to be able to attract what you really desire. And exercise one, this exercise is for you. This is not for your spouse, mother, father, neighbor, or friend. They can do their own law of attraction exercises. Only you can decide what you truly want in life. So what do you really want? Describe it. Details, details, details. Not sure about what you want? Do this sample exercise. For example, if you were deciding what you wanted to attract in a doll, briefly describe, write it down, what your qualities are not your ideal. Small dog, a dog that barks a lot, mean-looking dog, older dog, inside foo-foo dog. Now, look at your list and decide what you do want. A small dog equals a big dog. A dog that barks a lot equals a quiet dog. Mean-looking dog equals a cute, cuddly dog. Older dog or a younger dog. Inside foo-foo dog or outside dog to play with. Next, define other things you want, like in a dog. A dog to run a 5K with every day. For instance, let's say you're someone that likes to exercise. If you take your dog with you on a run every day, then guess what? That's giving you the exercise that you really need on an everyday basis. Or a dog from an animal shelter. And many times some of the sweetest, best animals you can get are those that are in an animal shelter, because sometimes what happens is if someone has a dog and the dog has puppies and they can't give it away or they can't sell them, what do? They end up taking the animals to the animal shelter. Or what happens if the dog runs away and no one knows how, and they can't find it? And they put up, you find these signs on trees, on local houses, in stores. But what happens if the dog runs away and they can't find it and someone else gets it? Well, then, or they end up being picked up by the county, then where do they go? They go to the animal shelter. A dog that can live with cats. Say you have cats and you want a dog. Well, that's often something you need to think about, because do they have the disposition to get along with cats. A dog that is friendly. A dog before the summer. So if you want a dog, say this is the fall or the winter, and you know that by summer you want a dog, well, start thinking about it. And let it attract to you those things that you truly want. Now, you have a clear picture of what you are attracting in a dog. Before this exercise, you weren't quite sure exactly what you wanted in a dog. You can do these law of attraction exercises for anything that you are attracting. Exercise 2. When you hear a friend or a family member start in on their conversation, all the things that they don't want, it is a job, house, place to live, spouse, child's behavior. Simply say to them, what do you want? They are focused on all the things they don't want. Those are easy. We can all talk about what we don't want over and over again. Now, they can define what they do want. Exercise 3, create a space. When you create a space for a void, you will fill it. Of all the law of attraction exercises, this one could probably mean the most to me. For 7.5 years, we kept all of our older daughter's clothes, toys, her car seat, her stroller, crib, all baby things, and I mean all things. We had it all ready to go for the day when we got pregnant again. The only thing was, we didn't. Not in those 7.5 years anyway. Then we sold our house and had to decide if we were going to move all the baby items to our new house. Actually, it was a cabin in the Rocky Mountains. But that's another story. Well, we decided that after attempting to get pregnant for 7.5 years, it was difficult to live with the emotions around that. So we decided to give everything away. 2 truckloads of stuff. Yes, 2. I told we were saving it. We donated it. Charities around us. We let it go. Guess what happened? You guessed it. Little Grace Helen Putnam happened. Hell, after all these years of fertility junk, well, we created the space for a new baby. Create space in your life. Note, there is Grace with her sister, McKenna, and her mom and dad. Making money using the laws of attraction. People often send me messages, Facebook, or through my website asking, how can you show me how to use the laws of attraction to make more money? Actually, the biggest question I get, and the answer is this, sure, the simple way to make money is to use the exact system that we have developed. And I'm going to talk about a gratitude journal because I have read where people write gratitude, and in doing so, that it has helped them release a lot of the hostility, a lot of the negativity in their lives. A gratitude journal is a book that you keep to write down the things you are grateful for in your life. It is a self-expression of what incredible things you have attracted to yourself today. It is a place to celebrate. Yes, celebrate your wins. Name the fabulous things that you have around you and appreciate them. Mr. Eckhart says, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. Until you are grateful for what you have right now, you cannot expect new things to flow to you. A good idea is to keep the gratitude journal next to your bed and write in it at the end of each day, when you can reread it when you get up in the morning, to remind you of all the positive things in it throughout the day. At the beginning of each month, I will journal about all the great things I attracted the previous month. It's a great feeling to look at all the things that were manifested that were not there the previous month. Taking time to share your journal. Create your own journal. It's fun to share your journals around the dinner table once a week. If some family members don't have one, you can create a simple one with some construction paper as a cover and white printing paper as the inner book. Let them decorate with stickers, ink, stamps, stencils, etc. Speaking of gratitude, everyone can take turns saying the list out loud at the table or while hanging out together in the car. It means playing Slug Bug, hanging up a family list. Hang up a family list of gratitude on the fridge. How great would it feel to come into the kitchen and see your name with a little note on the fridge of how you helped someone else in the family, or you said kind words, etc. Yes, it sounds a little corny, but give it a go. It works. Set some ground rules for only sincere statements of comments. You will write in your book a list of the things you are thankful for. If this is your first journal, you can start generally with saying, my husband or my kids. As you grow in gratitude, you will note more details. The more specific you are, the greater feelings of appreciation. Here are just a few of mine from today. I am grateful for my husband because it felt great when he asked me to slow dance around the kitchen to Landslide by Stevie Nicks. My kids because they played basketball together and I enjoyed their laughter. That I decided to lift weights today even though it was tough. I felt better afterwards. To see the 20-plus deer and fawns out on our backyard. That I am at home for that. I was able to bake cookies, make Play-Doh, and hang out by the pool with Grace. Yes, all in one day. That I am able to assist as many people on creating a lifestyle they are looking for with our business. List the things you are grateful for in attracting your near future. Those are the things that are not yet in your possession, but they are on the way. I have also listed a few of mine. I am grateful for my new white hybrid car, my new outdoor patio mode of flat stove that has a beautiful two-sided fireplace and hot tub near the fire. McKenna made the 8th grade girls track team. The key to having a gratitude journal is doing it. Then it is fun to go back and look at what you wrote, especially all the great things you attracted. Share your top 5 from your journal, what you have and or what you are attracting. And let me go back and say this, that for so many people, what happens is they often do things. But what I was going to say is when you think back to, my thought process is not here right now. When you think back to your childhood and past generations, they did not recognize or show gratitude in any way. They always thought negatively, and that's what they passed along to their children. And so we today tend to think negatively because that's what our parents thought. For instance, because I grew up with a disability in an era when society did not recognize its disability community, what happened? I lived in a society, not just that I lived in a society that was negative or didn't recognize its disability community, but my family treated me very badly. It was like, oh, you're not expected to go very far because you have a disability. And people with disabilities don't have the same opportunities. Well, I could have accepted that and lived the lifestyle that they were telling me to live, or I could choose to not live that lifestyle. And the difference is that for me, I wanted more out of life than what my family and society were telling me. So I had to look within myself. I had to learn to like myself. I had to learn to respect myself. But because I had to begin to learn how to love myself and respect myself and not let other people abuse me, then what did that give me? That gave me the opportunity to succeed, to get a college education, to have gainful employment. And even though I entered the workforce 15 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law, well, what happened was I either worked for the state or the federal government or the city, but when those jobs were not available, then my options were limited. But I had an entrepreneurial spirit to begin with. And because my attitude was I wanted to help people live a better life, especially people with disabilities, then what that did was that geared me towards how to go and get the education, how to believe in myself and to put out the necessity to do the things that I wanted to do. And I guess the best thing I could do is tell you a little bit about my journey, in that I was Individual Disability Education Act did not come into existence as a law to guarantee people with disabilities the right to an education until I was in graduate school. And what the Individual Disability Education Act is that the teacher and the parent sit down and they lay out goals for that child for the year. Now, it doesn't mean that it's written in stone, because what your expectations and what the child's abilities are may not be the same. So they do need to be adjusted. But the idea is to have something that you can look at, that you can set up as a goal in life, whether it's for someone with a disability, whether it's for you yourself. Many times people go through life and they don't even think about what their goals in life are. They just live life. So one of the things about a gratitude journal is it teaches you how to do more than just live life, how to be that person that you truly want to be in life, and how to go out and live the best quality of life possible within your limits. Because we all have certain things that are not perfect within us. We are each of us unique in who we are, but it's the idea of who are you going to be in your lifetime, how are you going to do the things that are going to help you succeed in life. And if writing a gratitude journal will help you look for the positives instead of the negatives, then that is what you have to look at doing. And live the best quality of life possible within your limits. Because for me, that is one of the things that I've had to do. And I had a habit of falling a lot because the disability affects my right eye, my right hand, and my right leg, in that my mobility. And at the age of 14, when I had reached full growth, they did surgery. Well, at that time, you did not have what the sports medicine and the knowledge about the importance of working out with weights. And when I went for physical therapy, all they were doing was here, go move blocks from one place to another place. Well, I don't have the use of my fingers, the dexterity, because the brain is not sending the right messages to those muscles. Because cerebral palsy is a neuromuscular disability. It affects the brain, but it's how the brain processes information and how it sends that messages out to the rest of your body. And that was one of the things that I struggled with in school, is that I learned differently. I learned more by actually applying information and using it than I do just by reading it and saying it. So that my grades never quite showed what I was capable of. But you know what? That didn't stop me from wanting to be more than who I was. And when someone tells me, you can't do anything, then that's like putting a red flag in front of me, challenging me to prove you wrong and to go out and try to achieve those things for myself. And yes, I had to learn how to do a lot of things with just one hand. And technology is why I'm able to compete in the workforce on an equal playing field. And the easy way to explain that is to show you how the changing market has marketplace for jobs and how jobs have changed and how the technology and the computers influence this. Because, as you notice, I have a good grasp of being able to speak and giving out knowledge. Now, you do recognize that there are certain times that I tend to stop when I'm speaking, and that's because my thought process and my speech are not always in alignment. So I don't always have the thought process ahead enough to be able to tell my brain what to say. But as long as I keep going, and yes, it is, and this is what I'm talking about, is as gratitude, you be thankful for what you have. And, you know, one of the things that people don't realize is you want to be successful, whether it's in your profession, in your personal life. You have to respect the people beside you, the people that you work with. And if you don't, then guess what? In the short term, you may get what you want, but in the long term, you're not going to have the things you truly want. So you need to think about what you are doing today that affects who you are in the future. And the sad part is, for so many people, they just don't think ahead to those things. And you know what? The time will come when you need to look at where you are and what it is that your choices are and how you can prove to yourself that you're the person that you truly want to be. And you know what? When the time comes, you will have achieved those things that you really want in life if you just understand that you don't always have to put yourself in a place where you're being negative. And just show people who you are and how you can achieve the things that you truly want. Now, everyone wants to attract money. Take a look at the picture of coins. What do you see? Coins? Yes. Take a closer look. Do you see the word money hidden in the coins? It is written vertically on the coins. Look again. There it is. Money is everywhere waiting for us. Not everyone realizes that there are some steps to attract money. Now, the way you attract more money is you know exactly what you desire. Do, and what you do have, Understand the law of abundance. Visualize your goal. Flow, baby. Action. Stop the money chatter. Keep moving forward. Don't hang out with the seekers. Follow your bliss. And let's look at some of the things that you can do. And why not look at how you can incorporate the laws of attraction into your life on a daily basis, not just by writing a gratitude journal, but look at it in how you can develop personally. Look at it in how you can incorporate it into your business. Look at how you can incorporate it into everything that you do. And let me tell you that one of the things you might want to do is manifest desire, because this is a way you can manifest whatever you want in your life. And what I want to do is invite you to think of some ways that you can incorporate the laws of attraction into your daily lifestyle. And why not look at writing a gratitude journal? Because if you can become grateful for the things you do have and begin to think positively, then you know what? You will have the opportunity to choose all of those things that you truly want in life, and you will be able to have the opportunity to give yourself those things that you always want for your lifestyle. And remember, if you want to be successful and you show gratitude for the things you do have in life, then you will also be able to attract to you all of the abundance of money. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And you can also go to my website, AskDavidaShinsky.com, and you can watch a video that I made on as a Google Hangout on how you can change your attitude into becoming the successful person that you really want to be.